Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Of Nevis, your host today, Ivor Henry. Surprise! I even surprised myself. Well, Leon is going to have to pray real hard for our co-host, Mr. Cardinal Mills, today. He's a bit under the weather, but as technology would have it, was able to log on all the way from Nevis. So just let's say we are up and we are running, and thanks to those folks who have already been on here, I can see the early riser. Mr. Dennis has come to put some heat in the place early. So we really appreciate that. We don't take it lightly. Getting up this early in the morning to really greet us with his presence. Well, we have Sister Kathleen back with us here this morning, and I didn't get any report that her condition last week has worsened or remained the same, so I know she's up and ready to go alongside Leon Francis. So before I even give the itinerary today, we're going to start our proceedings with prayer. Sister Kathleen, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing again?
Thank you.
Morning.
It's morning. Good morning. It's hard to hear you back there, Sister Kathleen. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
To all the...
Okay. Go on, Sister Kathleen. Go on.
Okay. Good morning, radio audience. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day of your goodness and loving kindness to us. We praise you for all your mercy and grace in this week as we enter your gates of thanksgiving and your courts of praise. We ask you, Lord, to settle our hearts and minds as we listen to the podcast this morning. Remove any distractions that would hinder us from your blessings for us today. We ask for your radio audience to be blessed from all that is played and said for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you for that. And Liam, we're going to ask you to come on in. And like I said, yes. Special prayer too for Mr. Cardinal Mills alongside the special list that we have, the prayer list. Morning, Liam.
Yeah, very good morning to you, Ivor, and to all the wonderful listeners around the world. I'm reporting this prayer this morning all the way from the tip of the northern Florida, overlooking the Gulf of Mexico, in a little place called the St. George's Island. My gracious nieces and nephews have decided to take me away on my birthday, and I'm so happy for that. But let me give the choice blessing. Good morning to all the wonderful listeners around the world. We pray especially for the show this morning. We pray for host Ivor,
yes,
and all the other cardinals, David, and of course, Merchant, Lynette, Dennis in California, and all the others who are participating this morning. We thank you for this wonderful day, and it's a special moment for me and my family. And I pray especially for Dr. Leroy Lashley and his dear daughter, Lisa. We pray for Murchis and her mother, Bobsy. We pray for Connie Whitley, Elimat, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elkamita Willett, Winfred, Gabriel, Telbert, Julian Francis, my nieces, my brothers and sisters. We pray also for Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniels, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Linford McKenzie, and Dawn Simon, Lord. We pray especially for those who have not expressed their concerns and pray that they too might be touched and healed by his hands this morning. We pray for host Ivor, Cardinal is filling his shoes this morning. We thank you for this opportunity this morning. May the show go on without any interruptions whatsoever. We thank the ones who have made it possible for the show to be presented each and every week so that others can entertain themselves and enjoy the special music that you have played, Ivor, you and Cardinal. And we trust this show will be one to be remembered. All these we ask in your precious name. Amen.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for that, Leon. And like you said, it's a brand new day. I can hardly say it's a brand new month because we are into the ninth day of September, believe it or not. We were just thinking, welcome 2023. But nonetheless, we're here and we want to welcome all of you who are with us. We ask that you spread the word, bring along someone with you. And if they're not able to hear it, they can always go into the archives and get it. Well, you know our itinerary. I'm not going to take too long because, you know, the inspirational portion is where we get to play those nice gospel songs or bring in something to inspire you. So, already started with the inspiration. At 9:30, we're going to have something to really inspire us. Sister Kathleen will bring that to you again. And, of course, just before we close, she will dismiss this portion. Sports comes up at 10 o'clock. And it'll be in brief because the heavyweight comes in from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. tomorrow evening. So we just give some headlines here. And if something's happening today, we keep you an update. In terms of cricket, we'll give you live sports. well, kind of welcome calling, and he will greet his special fans, and along with that, he will bring you the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. We know on this date, Mr. Virgil Brown would have been birthed and came onto Mother Earth. But of course, you know, at 10:45, we'll take care of the Antigua care if they're not able to come in person. And the most times we have Mr. Dennis Heath, who will prepare to represent them. And oftentimes he would have represented them very, very well. Of course, Cardinal would have a commentary for us. And then we'll have an open line type just around 11 o'clock. Roll down the hill, and hopefully we'll be taking our time going up to the hill until 12 o'clock. Well, I'll say just after 12, I'll rush on out of here because the homegoing for Michelle Pemberton, it's going to be happening today over in the Gingerland Methodist Church. So she was a resident in Florida, very active in the Nevis Association activities there, but the body was returned to Nevis. He's from Nevis, of course, and I'm going to be privileged enough to go and attend and hopefully represent some of the folks over there in South Florida, from the South Florida Cricket, not Cricket, South Florida Nevis Association. So without any further ado, let us see, the good morning is going to be coming in from Matrice, and we have Donnaby. So Donnaby, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning from New York City.
Oh, there it is, New York. And sometimes
and good
you're
morning
in New Jersey.
To Leon. And happy birthday to Leon again. I just hear him say he's on vacation somewhere for his birthday.
Yes,
good morning to Leon.
Yes, we
to Dennis, to sister. Carleen, you said you have Sister Kathleen.
Yes.
And Mertries, good morning. Dennis in his PJs. Good morning.
Yes, Baba was here, but she got dropped. So we'll get back to that. So let's see who else is here. Let's say Mertries, you might want to just say a quick good morning. We get into the portion that everyone's like, gospel music.
Good morning.
Yeah, ooh, here comes the love. Good morning, good morning.
A very quick good morning.
Okay, well, we get to in and out quickly, but you have to tell us about Mama Bobsy, because folks always want to know about Mama Bobsy, especially I'm here on Nevis. I'll be able to give them first-hand reports when I see them today.
Okay, Mama Bobsy had a little setback, but she's improving, and thank God she's up and about, and hopefully the day would go good with her. I'm doing okay. Got to hold down the fort, so that's about that for her. Morning
okay,
to each and every dear, and
We have company, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So can understand that too.
That's good. You enjoying it, sir?
Oh, that's great.
Good job.
Okay, we're taking care of that. So, sorry about that little hiccup in the back there. We have company. Yes, well, Dennis said he wants to say good morning before he comes in at 10:45. So, Mr. Dennis, here is your response to the folks who would have given you your early risers. Early good morning.
Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning to the panelists, and good morning to all the well-wishers out there. You know, I'm still half asleep, so I didn't catch all the names, but I appreciate the wishes and the greetings. Thank you so much, and I'm very happy to be joining this crew on this September the 9th.
Night. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for getting up this early over there in Southern California. While we have seen the sun risen and we have given glory, we know you can still give it because you know the sun has risen somewhere, and we don't take it lightly that you're very up early in your PJs to grace us with your presence. We really, really do appreciate that. So I'm on the other side of the world. I'm all the way in Nevis at this time. So, well, folks, without any further ado, since you would have given the itinerary, I know Murchis is dying to hear something from Wow this morning. All right, I take you down one because the hand went up here. Leon, that's you? Your hand went up?
Yes. Yes, that is indeed my hand. I just want to request, you know, for your song, if you have it, Go Light Your World. For my birthday, all my nieces and nephews are here. I'd like for you to play it if you have it so that they could hear it because some of them have not heard it being played on the radio before. So is that possible? So we can get it. And I'll just put it.
I don't know if it's about dress, so I'm going to have to try to see if I can get it through.
Okay.
As much as I can. Okay, so stand by.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
you can play another one if you don't have it then. Anyone? Let's play.
Well,
so they can
well,
gather here.
I have it by another. I have it from the onset with another artist.
Oh, okay.
So we can have that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let's take care of that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I need her when I you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. Things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. The talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valley, trials and temptations, that's where you'll
at 9:30, we are going to have inspiration, and Mr. Pablo will be joining Sister Kathleen at the bottom of the right up. Just to let you know that it's one of Leon's favorite tunes. Wendell. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour, and we will reach Sister Kathleen to be followed by Miss Tris Barbara Henry. So, Kathleen, something to inspire us, followed by Barbara.
Okay, thank you very much. Once again, good morning, our radio audience. Our inspirational thought for today comes from Philippians 4, verse 8. In the New Living Translation, it states, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." In Philippians 4, verse 8, Paul is giving wise instructions for successful living in faith. He was wrapping up the final thought he wanted to share with the Philippian church, which also applies to us. The main message is to transform our thinking in order to have peace of mind and reflect God's character. When we dwell on negative or sinful thoughts, it causes our thinking to degenerate. We begin to decline in moral or mental qualities that are desirable, sometimes causing us to respond according to what's culturally accepted instead of what God's word says. What does think on these things mean in Philippians 4, verse 8? Think on these things means to meditate on all of the above traits, allowing them to influence the conduct of a Christian lifestyle. Those who allow the Spirit of God to influence their hearts will take on the attributes of God, loving what he loves and despising what he despises. Believers are admonished to focus their thoughts on things that honor the Lord, because God's goal is to change us into the likeness of Christ. Romans 12:2 states, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Our minds are renewed as we study God's word, and our hearts are changed as we submit to him. Believers are to think about the things that are true from God's word, just, lovely, pure, excellent. We should contemplate positive thoughts so we don't succumb to negativity and fear, which often derails and detours our faith in God. Let's be intentional and vigilant about meditating according to Philippians 4:8. On things that are true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and of good report, and praiseworthy, aiming to have a pleasing character as a proper example of our Lord for others to be impacted by, having unity in mind and action. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. To be followed up by Barbara. Come on in. Good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
Morning.
To everyone listening out there. Yeah, good morning. I'm at the gym, so I don't have a good reception here. But I just want to say good morning to all the listening audience. And to Ivor, Barry Nevis. Praise God that you're continuing to do the work of God. That's wonderful. And to Cardinal, I have you in my prayer that the Lord will continue to put his healing hand upon you. And thanking you so much for the work that you're doing for him. So to everybody this morning, Mercury, Donna, and everyone, even to Mama and Daddy over there in Nevis, I want to say good morning. I want to say that I love you guys. So y'all have a good day. I cannot even add anything to what Sister Kathleen just said. It was just perfect. It was wonderful that we will continue to focus on Christ and that our words that we speak will represent him. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Some of the folks may very well want to respond here before we get the requested song for Leon. Marjorie's Donna.
Well, happy birthday. Sorry to Leon, too. I'm sorry about the Iva. I wanted to say happy birthday to Leon. I forgot. Leon, happy birthday. And I hope you have a good day and enjoy it with your grandkids and all your families.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to all who have expressed birthday wishes for me this morning. Barbara, of course, and all, Iva and all the others. I want to say good morning to Dennis. I think I omitted his name this morning. Having a wonderful time here with my nieces and nephews and grand nieces and great grand niece and great grand sons. Wonderful opportunity to be with them all the way.
Yes, brother. When we do the birthdays, Leon, which is just after sports, we can have them shouting out your happy birthday as well. So how about that?
Okay. Yes, that'd be fine. I'll get them organized.
You get them organized. Yeah. That we'll give you your boot. Not to worry. I'm gonna give you
a few
clear ones here with the candle at this time.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes it whole.
But it was sinking sand.
had the song there. I'd lost my feet. I heard absolutely nothing, so I just went ahead and put another song. But I'm going to give it just to them. Go light your candle. Here it is.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes it whole.
Light your candle, and that was substituted for Fuel Thorn, but nonetheless, go light your candle. That's for Liam and his celebrations. Now they're at the home. His birthday was yesterday, but let me correct it. His birthday is all this month. But we'll get into that segment shortly. Well, since I'm on the soil of Nevis, I think I'll do justice to the Dove Brothers. We should only play something coming out of Nevis. I'm going higher. Sister Kathy is standing by to get us out of here. It came so quickly, my word. Anyway, I'm going higher to do about it.
Ready, Mark.
Jesus, sing
me
much
alongside the Bill Brothers. Jamaica, Navy, tell them what I want in life.
Higher and higher.
Bless the Lord.
I'm going higher. Yes, higher someday. I'm going higher. Yes, higher to stay. Over the clouds and beyond the blue sky. Going where none ever seek or die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by.
The clouds up in the sky. Always I knew they were many miles high. But as they sail out of sight, far away, I said I'm going higher someday.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday.
And soar through the air. Scarce can the natural eye see them up there. Some seek for fame, which so soon will decay. But I'm going higher someday.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher. Beyond the blue sky, going where none ever seek nor die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by.
Then when he calls for his bride, come away.
When the church then,
we're going higher someday.
All right, we are going higher, none cap when I retire. We are past the cloud, we are check the Messiah, brother. We not go reach without the spiritual ladder. I said we are going climb to the other place where we need to go. So everybody get up, we now want to see a town, yeah, get wet up. A time for we set up, ride up be pretty and dress up. Say much or two, but that's them set up. Oh, no.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday.
St. Matthew, Door Brothers,
Jamaica, Mavis, love you.
Yes, indeed, we're going higher someday, and that higher place, we know it to be heaven. And folks, when we get there, we won't be sitting on the right hand of the Father. Sister Kathleen, we're going to ask you to take us out of this segment, please, with a closing prayer.
Okay. Heavenly Father, as we go about our day and throughout the week, help us to remember what you want us to focus on daily, according to Philippians 4, verse 8, to meditate on things that are true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable, to think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Help us to be intentional and vigilant in seeking your faith and strength, Lord, daily, remembering your marvelous works, your help, your signs, presence, wisdom, and resurrection power. We pray for your blessings of health and wholeness on the sick and challenged. Help us to walk in your love today and this week for your glory, putting on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we want to thank you for coming through as usual for us, Sister Kathleen. And we'll play this last song for the dearly departed Michelle Pemberton, her home going is today. She was a young, beautiful lady, and that big sea just raised its ugly head as usual, the cancer. And she's gone. But I think she's gone too soon. I think she was not even 60 yet. But anyway, God give it and take it. Take it away. So, gone too soon. Stand by for sports at the top of the hour. Dennis will be coming through for you.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. The loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon.
most definitely, Michelle passed on way, way, way too soon. Such a beautiful soul. Well, folks, that's where we are ending our inspirational portion this morning, right at the top of the hour. We just want to say thanks to all who graced us with their presence this morning for that segment. And we'll have to do it all again next week, Saturday. I know that I have the will to do it. I think I've put myself in a position where I'll host a show once Cardinal is not up and running as he ought to be. So again, we're going to keep Cardinal in our prayers, much as she's a praying lady. So is Leon as well. And we see, well, Phil is on here with us, so we'll get to Phil a little later. But we are getting ready for sports, but I don't know. Felt a little something there because Michelle just came up into my mind at the same time, but not really down, but he just hit you with a thump. He's a beautiful soul to just depart from us. Oh, shake off. We will get cracking. Let's get into sports.
Championship. Sri Lanka women 106
and English women, England women, 107-3 victory for England there. We have the CPL, the men's CPL, just kicking off live there in Trinidad. St. Lucia Kings. Patriots chose to field today. They won the toss, chose to field. And St. Lucia Kings that bat after 1.2 overs off the 20. St. Lucia Kings, 9 runs without loss. Moving on to the first youth test match between the Sri Lanka under 19 and the West Indies under 19. Sri Lanka under 19 scored 432 runs for 8 declare in their first inning. And in reply, West Indies under 19 scored 309. Sri Lanka in their second innings, 122 for 4. And the match ended in a draw because rain interrupted the match at some point. So a full 4 days did not get to be played. The Ray Chaheho Flint tournament, the Vipers 137 and the Thunders 65 for 5. Later on today at 12:30 my time, that's, remember now, that's 12:30 Pacific time, Trinidad Knight Riders women CPL team will take on the Guyana Amazon Warrior women, and I think this will decide which of these teams will be meeting Barbados in the final. Moving on to soccer, and this is the international soccer break. And we have prominent in our region, CONCACAF Nations League 2023. Matches played yesterday, Barbados 2, Montserrat 3, Belize 1, St. Vincent and the Grenadines 2, Bermuda 0, French Guiana 0, Jamaica 1, Honduras 0. Matches being played today, Antigua and Barbuda against Guyana. This is at 12:30 p.m. Pacific time. I stress Pacific because I'm in the Pacific, and I would encourage you to check your local listing. So, Antigua and Barbuda versus Guyana at 12:30 p.m. Bahamas versus Puerto Rico at 3 p.m. Pacific. British Virgin Islands will play Turks and Caicos Island at 12:30, again, just Pacific time zone. Tomorrow, Sunday, we have the CONCACAF Nations League continue with Martinique against Curaçao at 1 p.m. Pacific. Guatemala and Panama, El Salvador versus Trinidad and Tobago, Guadeloupe versus Martin, St. Lucia versus St. Kitts and Nevis. And again, my time's Pacific. I urge you to check your local listing to see the time that these matches start. But Pacific time for Trinidad and El Salvador is 7 p.m. Guadeloupe and St. Martin, the Pacific time is 12:30. St. Lucia, St. Kitts, Nevis, that's a 4 p.m. Pacific time. More soccer, CONCACAF on Monday. We have Dominican Republic will play Montserrat at 4 p.m. Pacific. Nicaragua will play Barbados at 7 p.m. Pacific. St. Martin versus Bonaire at 4 p.m. Pacific. The Cayman Islands will play Aruba at 1:30 p.m. And rounding out the CONCACAF matches on Tuesday, the 12th of September, Jamaica will play Haiti at 5 p.m. Pacific. Cuba will play Suriname at 1 p.m. Pacific. Honduras will play Grenada at 7 p.m. French Guiana will play Belize at 12:30 Pacific. St. Vincent and the Grenadines will play Bermuda at 12:30 p.m. Pacific, Guyana versus Bahamas, 3 p.m. Pacific, Puerto Rico versus Antigua and Barbuda at 4 p.m., Turks and Caicos Islands will play Dominica. Again, I strongly urge to check your local listing for the exact local time. I'm in the Pacific time zone, and that's the matches that I have. Kenneth, we are happy to announce that Coco Gauff has gone through to the final of the women's tennis tournament being held here in the United States. And rounding out the section, Sri Lanka, St. Lucia Kings now after 2.4 overs, 16 for the loss of one wicket. And nothing else has changed. There's no English Premier League or other matches this week. It's the international break. So that's as much as I can give you in this brief summary. And I hope that I've been able to encourage you to get involved in your local team. Soccer or cricket is certainly playing this week or the next 2 or 3 days. So get on those scarves and back to you, Ivor.
Yes, thank you, Dennis. And this is just in brief. As a matter of fact, we had it in short pants today, but you will get it full length tomorrow at 6 p.m. in the evening until 9 o'clock. That's Eastern Standard Time. That's when the heavyweight comes in on the cricket show. 605-515-9850. Or you can get us on the web, blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow, all one word. So for you folks who are into sports, 6 p.m. is the place where you want to be tomorrow. Today we just had a brief. I want to thank you, Dennis, and thank you. You know, Leon is still celebrating his Earthstrong, and I urge him to do it all month long. He's there with his family, enjoying what's left of his birthday on the exact date, but not to be outdone. We have Virgil Brown. He's having a birthday today, so we're going to be having some birthdays in a minute. So let's round out the West Indies here. That's it for sports. Now we, without any hesitation, we're going to have a long, long birthday. I can tell because Leon is having his celebrations going on there. I sure the folks are going to want to send him their celebrations. So. Cardinal Mills, who is a bit under the weather today. I'm going to try to do justice to both of those gentlemen. Well, today is day number 252 of 2023, believe it or not. September 9th, and whenever I see September 9th, I remember Mr. Virgil Anthony Brown. Today is his birthday, so Mother B will be remembering on this day. She labored and labored, and she delivered one, Virgil Anthony Brown, a past therapist, masseuse for the West Indies senior men's cricket team. So, Mr. Virgil Brown, I'm going to start with you saying a happy, happy birthday to you today. And just moments ago, Leon Francis celebrated his birthday officially. That's when he came into this world. But like I said before, he is celebrating his birthday as we speak, taking time out to grace us with his presence as well. But we'll get to them shortly. I'll just speak of West Indies. Let's start with Liam Sebastian, former selector of the West Indies cricket teams as well. He's from Dominica, of course. He opened the batting with our very own late Vance Amory out of Nevis for the combined islands back in the day, 60s and 70s in particular. We have Leonard Julian here out of TNT, Australia, Fred Spotford. We have Bert Outfield, Jack O'Connor. England, Neil Fairbrother, Graham Onions. He's coming in out of Hong Kong. We have Christopher Carter. We have Said Abid Ali, Kau Jane. That's a female, of course. Afghanistan, Mohammed Salim Sophie. Pakistan, Salim Pervez, Ayesha Safar, Mohammed Amir Khan. They are having birthdays. Sri Lanka, we have Dusan Shabaka. Bangladesh, we have Rakibal Hassan. Those guys are selling birthdays today. We have Colonel Saunders. He is the founder of KFC. So you folks who would have enjoyed KFC, the founder is Colonel Saunders. Today would have been his birthdays. Well, you know, he died in 1980, born way back in 1890. American actress Cliff Robinson. Spider-Man, he's a Spider-Man. Cliff Robinson, he's having a birthday today. 1923, day of his birth. Carlos Ortiz is a Puerto Rican boxer. He was former light heavyweight and light welterweight champion. He too was born back in 1936. Otis Redding, yes, we all know the American soul singer and songwriter who died in plane crash anyway. He was sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. All right, Mudges, don't let me to keep my day job. I'm going to do that. I'm just doing justice to James Brown, screaming and spitting and dancing. I can do that. I can do the spit, you know. I look good doing it on radio. That's when you can see me. Well, Otis Redding, he was born in 1941 and he died in 1967. I remember that. I was in high school when I heard that. And 1967 was the year when St. Kitts and Nevis got their statehood from Great Britain. Now we have the British actor Hugh Grant. He had four weddings and a funeral. He is 63 today. Adam Sandler, that's the American actor. Waterboy, Happy Gilmore. He is 57 today. American actress Michelle Williams, and here comes Michelle again. She's being buried today, but it's Pemberton this time that is being buried. But Michelle Williams, Dawson's Creek, she is 43, I beg your pardon. Luka Modric, that's a Croatian footballer. He plays for Real Madrid, and he turns 38. Lauren Daigle, that's a gospel singer. I Will Trust You. She's 32. I Will Trust You. She's 32. 1087, the English King William I, the Conqueror. He died from an injury suffered while attempting the capture of the town of Matthes and was later buried in St. Stephen's Church, I beg your pardon. And in 1543, Mary Stuart, a 9-month-old, she's crowned Queen of Scots. Imagine that, 9 months old, she became the Queen of Scots in the central Scottish town of Stirling. 1739, Stone of Slave Rebellion, South Carolina. 60 slaves were killed about 20 white people. No, let me get this right. South Carolina, 60 slaves killed. Okay, I got it. 60 slaves killed about 20 white people before being killed or later executed. Sorry, I was seeing doubles there. So 60 of these slaves rebelled, killed 20 white folks, but of course, they were killed or executed later. Later slave uprising in British mainland colonies before the American Revolution. So that was the latest one. And in 1976, that's the Second Continental Congress, made the term United States official, replacing United Colonies. Case history for you folks in 1776. We all know that. United States, that's the birth, when they replaced the United Colonies. I did not know that. Thank you, Mr. Watson. 1817, Alexander Twilight, probably first African American to graduate from a U.S. college. He received a B.A. degree in Middlebury College in Vermont. 1861, Sally Louisa Tompkins was commissioned a cavalry captain. She was the only woman to be commissioned in the Confederate Army. Kudos to you. 1908, we have Orville Wright. He makes first 1-hour airplane flight. So we know the Wright brothers, they just put one name here, though. So I'm learning something again. Orville Wright, he makes his first 1-hour airplane flight. Why do they keep telling us the Wright brothers? All right, I'm going to take what you say. It was Orville Wright. As a matter of fact, he took his first 1-hour flight. Maybe those guys would have taken a flight just off the ground. I don't know. I'm going to leave it at that. Otherwise, I have to get my sip of water there. Okay. Well, I should be keeping up the birthdays here as we go along to Philip.
Happy birthday yes. to you.
Gotta get some
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right, Paige, you don't have to move with me again or else. All right, so we're here, we're back. In Fort Myers, Virginia, that is where he took his first flight. 1909, we have Jack Johnson. He retains his heavyweight boxing title with a 10-round undecision over Al Kaufman. 1919, we have a hydrofoil designed by Alexander Graham Bell. Remember, he also invented the telephone. Yes, okay. I did not know that either. Yes, but the name rang a bell when they said... When you said the bell there, the Alexander Bell. Yes, his wife Mabel and F.W. Casey Baldwin, they set new water speed record of 114 km/h on, Gladiator, Nova Scotia, Canada. All this happened in Nova Scotia, Canada. In 1945, the bug in a computer program discovered by Grace Hopper. A moth was removed with tweezers from a relay and taped into the log. That is why they say you have a bug in your computer. Man, I'm really taking this serious. In 1945, a bug was found in the computer. So when you say your computer has a bug, that's where the term came from. We're learning some stuff here, Mr. Watson. Thank you very much. They say it was removed from a relay and taped onto a log. In 1948, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, that's North Korea, was proclaimed. setting the stage for the Korean War. 1950, first use of TV, live, tracked by the Hank McCune Show. This is the United States. This happened in the United States. Okay, let's do this again. First use of TV, laugh track by the Hans McCune Show. Okay, that is the United States. 1957, U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower, he signs first civil right bill since Reconstruction. 1960, Pakistan and India's one of six consecutive Olympics field hockey gold medal with a one-zip win over the subcontinent rivals. This happened at the Rome Games. Okay, again, I know every time Pakistan can get one in India, they record it and put the asterisk right beside it. 1960, Pakistan and India's... Oh, no, I just said that there. Why are you moving at me? Come on. 1965, Grand Shows, Mitterrand nominated for French presidency. Later in his life, he becomes the 21st president of France. France did it wrong to those folks over there in Haiti. I'm saying that. I said that on the show. 1976, we're getting close, folks. Marxist revolution and leader of the Communist Party of China. That is Moise Zizong. He dies at the age of 80. 1978, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini, he calls for an uprising in the Iranian army. 1963, male tennis player Vestas Gouraletas bets his house that Martina Navratilova can beat a 100-ranked male tennis player. Oh my goodness, boy, this guy got some nerves. Because they said Martina was a man. Anyway, I whispered that. They say, I didn't say. But how can he bet? Can't be the 100th ranked tennis player. Anyway, I guess the challenge was not taken. Martina. 1985, U.S. President Ronald Reagan, he orders sanctions against South Africa. 2010, a court in the Philippines ordered Imelda Marcos to repay the government almost 280,000 for funds taken from the National Food Authority by her late husband, the former president Ferdinand Marcos, in 1983. In 2015, Queen Elizabeth II, she became the longest reigning monarch in British history, surpassing the record reign of 63 years and 216 days that was set by her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. In 2020, President Donald Trump former President Donald Trump purposely downplayed the pandemic in early 2020 to avoid panic, according to Bob Woodward's book, Rage. So the book is Rage, and they said, although the COVID was out there, I remember when the president saying, it's a hoax. It's a democratic hoax. It's not their fault. It's a hoax. So it was on this day in 2020 that President Donald Trump, if you don't understand purposely, I'll say willfully, downplayed the pandemic that was early in 2020. And even though it said COVID-19, you know, it started in 2019, thus the name COVID-19. But it really came to our shores in 2020. So that's why on this date in 2020, the president, Mr. Donald Trump, would have said, it's a hoax, folks. Don't believe those Democrats. Well, folks, here's where we come to birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliment Mr. Audley Watson. Just a few more bars. I'm sure we're going to have Donna B. to tell us something about Mr. Virgil Brown's birthday. And we're going to spend some time with Leon for sure. I am going to bet my house not that Martina Navratilova would beat, but that Leon family will come on here and say happy birthday to him. That after So hang in there. Son, are you up next? Yes, happy birthday to you. And Phil, we're going to get to you as well. So we're in the birthday hour. So don't you dare move a muscle. Stand by. Donna B, come on in. Waiting for Donna B, Donna B, Donna B.
Did I have you in there? Yes, I think so. Did I? Yes. Yes, yes.
Donna, we're not hearing you. You're muted.
But in the meantime, let's get down to Leon, down at the bottom, down here, somewhere. All
right, Leon, you with us? Leon?
Doctor? Yes.
Okay, we have
one. Hey,
Yes, good morning, good morning. Hey.
Hi, good morning. This is Josette Johnson. I'm calling from North Florida, specifically on the Barrie Island of St. George Island in Florida. I'm here with my dad, helping him celebrate a wonderful 82nd birthday weekend. We have a house full, maybe 15, 20 people. We're looking out at the Gulf. We just had a big breakfast. And we surprised him. He didn't know any of this was going on. I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday and many, many more. He's been an inspiration to so many people, and we're glad that he's here. And he's so spry, walking upright, no cane, no walker. And he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt today and nice shoes. Happy birthday, Leon. We love you. This is your second daughter, Josette. Have some more people here. Hold on.
Yes, yeah, we have time. We have
Hi,
time.
This
Trust
is Joanne. Hi, this is Joanne, one of Leon's niece. We're visiting from Kissimmee, Florida. Drove 5.5 hours just to surprise our favorite uncle, Leon. Happy 82nd birthday. God bless you. May you live to see many, many more. We love you.
Yeah, there we go. Bring them all in. Bring them all in.
Good morning. This is Alicia, Uncle Leon's great niece. And we're really happy to be here for him and celebrate this milestone. Happy birthday.
Very good.
Hello, this is Fiol. This is one of Leon's nieces. And we are hailing from Port Charlotte, me and my four boys here. Nicholas, which belongs to my older sister from Antigua. We have Cheyenne from my younger brother from Antigua. And then my two boys, Jackson, Jasper. We love you. And we're so happy to know that we can celebrate this milestone with you, and we wish you many more years to come.
Phil, the lady this with the golden voice. So, thank you, Phil. Yes, come on.
This is Amaya, his other great niece, and I'm here to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Leslie, his oldest daughter. Dad, we love you. Continue blessings all the way. Thanks.
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Sandria Francis, and I'm from Kissimmee, and my son and I drove down just to wish him happy 82nd birthday and blessings.
Oh, very well.
Good morning. This is Brianna. I am one of his great nieces, and we just drove all the way down here to say happy birthday, Uncle Leon. We love you.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. This is Nicholas. Coming straight from Antigua, long distance, just to wish our uncle happy birthday. I'm his great nephew. Happy to celebrate with him. Happy 82nd, uncle. We love you.
Hi. My name's Aiden, his great-grandson. I just wanted to wish you a happy 82nd birthday, and it really means a lot that we get to spend this time together.
Yep, very good.
Good morning. My name is John Johnson. My wife is Josette Johnson, Mr. Leon's daughter. I just wanted to wish my father-in-law a wonderful and happy birthday. We're on St. George Island. It's a beautiful day. The Lord has blessed us with. Happy birthday, Mr. Leon.
Very good. Very nice. Good
morning,
happy birthday.
Yeah, who is this? We didn't get your name.
Happy birthday.
Oh, your name, Daddy,
should be here. Yeah, we're not hearing him. Hello?
And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
I just want to take this opportunity to thank you so much and thank all my relatives and friends who have expressed their love, send their best wishes to me on my special day. And, of course, I could never forget it. Thank you for you accommodating us, Iva. I know there's lots to be done and want to say a happy, happy birthday to Father Brown and all the others who are having birthdays. I wish them well. In September, will be ever remembered by me. You know, everything happens in September. Sports happen. World Cup happen. You name it. Thanks again. God bless.
Even my wedding in September, Leon.
Even that.
You got to get me in there, man.
Yeah, man. That's so true. You borrowed my money, but nevertheless, you share it with you.
There you go.
It's worth it. Yes.
Adopted it now.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah, it's
well,
a wonderful day here
in
St. George.
I think they should get it done with this one and another one for you. So let's let them all celebrate. Let them gather, turn up the volume. Let's get some celebration going. And then another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's celebrate.
Do this for me. You gather your two daughters there, you get them together, and I want them to sing and dance this one. This one is specially requested for you.
All right, let us make sure that everything is up and running here. All right, Lynn, you're with me, right? Yes.
Yes, I'm here with you, Ivor. Yeah.
Okay, I want you to stand between your two daughters.
Oh, wait a moment.
Get them over here.
Joseph and Leslie, you want to do something?
Joseph and Leslie,
okay, they're here.
Get them right over here.
They're here. Leslie and Joseph, I'm between them.
You are between them. And have someone with a camera to photograph, to video this one while we...
Maybe put your thing on. Can you do FaceTime?
Are they ready?
Okay.
Okay, they're going to video this. This is special request.
Okay.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me.
right.
Thank you so much.
Amen. And I hope that was perfectly recorded then, and it would serve a lifetime because we all
yes,
are here.
Yes, you keep that for the rest of my days.
There you go. And when that time comes, as we know, we'll all have to go. They can always look back at this, you know, anyway.
And see, well, they danced with me before I pass.
Yes, indeed. Well, Leon, let me go ahead and represent the Cricket Show and the Caribbean Global Voices in saying that today, we know, you celebrate, and we too are celebrating all of the amazing things you would have brought into this world, including your two lovely daughters, your dearly departed son, Justin. It's always been an honor and pleasure to be in your space and to work alongside you. So, like I said, I think there's a bond like what you have with the Cricket Show, with the Caribbean Global Voices. We're not going to take it for granted, and we would have followed you many times from the units of blessed memory. And now your daughters and grandchildren, even here now, we are following some of their time, and we want to say thanks to them as well. So personally, having you as a friend, I'm going to say it's one of the best part of my life, and I speak for everyone on the Cricket Show and on the Caribbean Global Voices at this time. So on your 82nd birthday, we're going to really, really wish you all the best, long life. Does not exist. You will live as you're doing now and go and enjoy whatever the world has to offer. And the world means your world in your space where you are. And I'm going to commend their family for coming all the way, like you said, from Antigua and Barbuda, just for this occasion. So it's going to be a memorable one for everyone. So again, on behalf of the Caribbean Global Voices and the Cricket Show, we want to say enjoy your special day. And remember, do the Ivers way, take the whole money.
Okay, thank you so much, Ivor. Thank you so much. I just want to apologize for my absence of my grandson. He's working and he's on his way. We're sorry to get here, but unfortunately he's not. But he'll be here in a short while.
Well, Lynn, you can always get him in at any time so we can have him recorded. So
yeah, if
we'll
he comes, if he comes right. To,
yes.
Yes, he's.
He comes before 12
all right,
o'clock.
Yes. Okay. I'll bring him in. Yes. He's on his way.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let me.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'll be listening.
Because maybe Phil wants to say happy birthday to you as well before we take care of the Antigua care. Phil, good morning. Good morning. How are you doing, Phil?
Hello to everyone who's listening.
Hello, Phil.
I have an announcement to make.
Today is Leon's birthday, Phil, so we want you to go ahead and just say happy birthday to him. We'll get back into some of the other stuff.
Happy
birthday,
Leon. I didn't know you were in the 80s. I didn't know you were in the 80s at all.
No, you know.
I thought you were about 77 or so. I'm 76.
No, you know, Phil.
I'm 76. I'm coming fast, Leonie.
Yes. All right. Well, all right. We're going to get out of this segment now. Unless Dennis wanted to say something personally, Leon, because.
Yes.
Dennis.
Sorry.
Yes, come on.
Ivor, I want to take this opportunity once again on behalf of not just myself and family, but, you know, on behalf of the Cricket Show panelists who will be with us tomorrow, wish Leon once again the very happiest and happiest of birthdays. And I'm so happy and delighted to know that he's surrounded by so many family members who have been told, I've been told they're spoiling him rotten, so be careful on your way home. Thank you once again, Leon. Happy, happy birthday.
Yeah.
And I look forward to being with you again on the radio tomorrow. Happy birthday.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dennis. I'm back to you, Ivan.
Yes, okay, well,
man.
You understand?
I wish you were here, man. I wish you were here, man, looking over this breeze, man. I haven't seen this for so nice. Looking over the Gulf of Mexico. The water is awesome. Sand is like if it were in Barbuda. I've never been here before. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next segment now. We're going to summon Dennis because we have to take care of the Antigua kids. We're taking care of a whole lot of folk on the list.
I'm good on for my back.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place.
All right, let's take it down one, and we have another caller. Come on in, 954-751. You are up next.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, Linda, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Morning, Phil, how are you? Hello?
You hear me?
Hello?
Hello,
I'm not hearing you.
Yes. You make my day every time you speak on the show. You're laughing with me or laughing with me?
Well, I'm laughing with you. I'm happy that I could make someone's day happy. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Yeah, here we would say I'm good for something.
Yes. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I'm in St. Kitts, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, let me just say happy birthday to Leon. I didn't remember that today was his birthday. 82. Oh, wow. He's batting good.
Yesterday.
You're not on the West Indies team. Anyway, happy birthday and enjoy it. I see all your children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews. And everybody showed up, so that's a good sign.
Yes. Yes,
very
yes,
good. That sounds like you're very loved all around. So happy birthday and have a good one. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ivo.
Yes.
Are you hearing me, Ivo?
Yes, I'm hearing you, Phil. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't mention last week. And my sister.
Wait, Phil, we're going to take the end of your team. We're going to come back. We're going to come back to you when we open the line for open talk.
All right. Okay.
All right, let's see how we can do justice to the Antigua kids, Don and Debbie. Dennis, it's over to you.
Yes, Ivor. You know, to our listeners out there, Don Curtin and Debbie Simon Campbell, these are two very special ladies, and they are assisted by a team of helpers. They have seen that there is a situation requiring a helping hand. This team, the Antigua and Barbuda Care, have been working very hard and without thought of self, giving up their time and much effort to try and assist the citizens of Antigua and Barbuda. Please, I appeal to all our listeners to help Don and Debbie make a contribution of goods, food, material, clothes, and even monetary contributions also welcome. Don and Debbie are two very special ladies, and I'm sorry to say that you know, they've not been with us for live on air for a few weeks, and that's due to circumstances outside of their control. But nonetheless, they are still there working in the background and hoping and wishing that, you know, our listeners will make the effort. Please remind our listeners of your contact information. You can reach Don and Debbie or pass information on to via the Caribbean Global Voices, and I'm sure we'll be able to give you more. But in the short term, you can call 1-785-554-5628. That's 1-785-554-5628 or 913-283-9741. 913-283-9741, and that is a number for Dawn. And for Debbie, 1-845-820-6598. That's 845-820-6598. Debbie and Dawn, we hope to have you back with us soon. However, in the meantime, we invite all our listeners to take heart, take heed, and remember there's always someone less fortunate than you are. Debbie and Dawn recognize this, and so they've been selflessly giving off their time, efforts, and their contributions. Thank you. Back to you, Iva.
They know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place for you.
That's right, heal the world. I want to thank you, Dennis, coming to you as usual, for Debbie and Dawn taking care of the Antigua Care. And there's a better place out there in the world, and I always say, if we can always look out for our neighbors, the world would be a much better place. Neighbor doesn't mean the very next person who lives next to you. It could be a neighboring island. It could be a neighboring country. We can look out for each other, and this world would be a much better place. There is more than enough to go around in this world that no one, I mean no one, should be hungry. The amount of food in these United States that are thrown in the garbage daily and people are hungry, I think it's an abomination. It's a sin. But we're going to bless the Antigua Care, and again, we'll come your way next week. Normal time, it's 10:45. We had an extended birthday session here because Lynn is enjoying his birthday in a way in which we all should do that, get our families around. Your families are your friends, and your friends should be your family. So, not enviously, and we just have to duplicate, and when we go up, we just want to be just like you. Well, we're into the open line type now, where we are going down the hill past 11 o'clock, and we're going to roll up the hill slowly, I hope, to 12 o'clock, when we will be ending this show for today. So, a big, big happy birthday to Mr. Virgil Anthony Brown as well. His birthday is actually today. And, you know, I have to go down the list because Ava started it for me on the 2nd. And, well, Virgil coming now. He's going to have Brittany, Ciara. Leon was yesterday as well. Of course, I have to remember Leon. But Daddy Franklin is coming up. And next week, on the 15th, so trust me, we're going to have a ball on this radio as well. And I'm sure we'll have some dances here. Dance with my father again with Daddy B, his birthday is on the 15th, next week, Saturday. So we'll have a blast. So, Phil, we're going to, okay, before I get in trouble with Notice 2, I have to start a segment here. Something that she likes, and then we can always come back to it somewhere along the line, just to show that we got out of one segment and into the next. So stand by, Phil. You're going to pick up from where you say left off. Maybe Cardinal is not doing too well. The conversation was with Cardinal, but nonetheless, we'll try to do justice after this.
This is the punch you've been waiting for. It will hit you and some more.
St. Lucia Kings, run rate of 7.03. Somewhat struggling the Kings in the over the power play over 1-6. They only managed to two runs in that power play with three wickets down in that power play area. Of course, Johnson Charles has been riding his luck. He was dropped a couple of times in his knock, but he's just got himself out bowled for 42 runs. And the Kings are now 96 for 4 after 13.4 overs. Back to you, Ivor.
All right. Thank you for that. You miss, I hit. He's been bowled and neck and crop. Okay. Well, Phil, we're going to come back to you. You and Liz, we'll have everything going too. Come on in, Phil.
My sister, the last but one of my sisters, Nita Hallpike, who was principal of the Antigua Pilgrim High School in her early days and came up here and furthered her education. She has died at the age of 94.
Ooh,
and Leon was castigating me for not mentioning that last time. So I want to set it right in the eyes of everybody. But I love my sister very much. She's been a support financially, morally, and in every way. If I didn't have my sister, I don't think I would. I would be a shadow of what I have achieved today, you know?
Yes.
And I just want to say that Mita Hallpike, principal of the Antigua Pilgrim High School and teacher at the State College and all that, and an assistant teacher at Kent State University, has passed on to a great reward in the day.
Well, bless her soul, and may her soul rest in peace, and may she rise in glory. And don't take it too hard. Sometimes we have an oversight, so we always come back to you. So if you missed it last week, you got it in today, and the Lord knows your heart. He knows your motive. Fear not. I would have always tell people, when you would have done your best, not even angels in heaven can do better.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Rest assured that we are with you, Phil, and I sure Lynette not only have an amen for that, she has some words of inspiration for you as well concerning where you omitted your sister's death last week. Lynette, have a chit chat with Phil.
Did I have Lynette muted? No.
Lynette is here? Lynette is on the air?
Yeah, but she must have muted herself because I have her line open.
Yes, I'm muted because I have the garden working and I don't want the lawnmower to disturb you guys.
Okay. Well, you heard Phil making amends for last week because he forgot to mention that the passing of his sister, 94 years old, who was everything to him while she was on Mother Earth. Don't know if you heard all that.
Yes, I heard. Yes, I'm listening. I was just muted, but I'm listening. But Phil, well, my sympathy is for you.
Yeah.
But 94 is a big feat.
Yes.
So you have to give thanks for that. She lived long.
Yes, she lived long. And and I noticed that Antiguan demonstrations get together very often. Because my brother who died 5 years ago, he married a physician. Her name was Violet Guichard. I don't think you know the Guichard. Thank you.
I know the Guichard. Well, I know a couple of different sets of Guichards.
Huh?
I don't know which one.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to try to get into the open line type. Let's first see if Dennis has anything he wants to talk about. Phil, you want to talk about? Or we can play some music so that Leon and his party there can just party along with us.
Yes.
So, any particular
I want to say thanks to this group for mentioning for Leon. Leon is a very thoughtful person. He reminded me that I hadn't spoken about my sister's death. You know, I thought that as he and prayed for her, that everybody would understand that she has passed. But
I'll play a song for you for that, to just sing forever and always. How about that? Let's hear what Shania Twain has to say so that you don't have to carry any guilt. Okay?
In your arms, I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how I'll never see that day. 'Cause I'm keeping you forever.
So just keep that in your memories forever and always, and you can always live in peace, knowing that you would have not done anything wrong in the sight of God.
Yes.
Yes.
We have to do this.
Let us forget to mute the phone. All of our business is coming on air.
The sister and I had disagreement.
Yes. Alright. Well, I think we might just
Ivor.
Play some music for. Hello?
Ivor.
Yes.
Ivor. I think you had asked, you know, I don't have a lot prepared for this week, but what I do want to remind our listeners that we are on the anniversary of the 9/11 terror attack, and this is a good opportunity to remember the lives of those we lost during that terror attack, 9/11/2001. Somewhat hard to believe that it has been 22 years since that tragic and despicable event occurred. So once again, we should pause this weekend to remember on the 11th of, that's tomorrow, or 2 days from now, the anniversary of the terror attack where we lost so many lives. And after that, I just wanted to also take this opportunity over to salute the West Indies under-19 youth who've gone off there on the tour of Sri Lanka. And I think we can say in all due respect that they have done the Caribbean, they've done the West Indies proud. Although, you know, they've lost two of the ODI, they've also played the under-19 test. And, you know, we have some very good and young players coming up, and in particular we have a player by the name of Jordan Johnson, a young man who scored 105 runs in one of the ODIs earlier, and he rallied also and scored another 149 in the youth test. This gives us hope that we have young players coming through the ropes who are seemingly taking this game seriously and have talent, and they do put their talent on display. So once again, I take my hat off to Cricket West Indies and the administrators, the coaches, players, because they have shown now that they are taking it very seriously in budding our youth, and going one step further, they've also done a good job in bringing on the women section of the West Indies cricket. And if you've been following the women's CPL, you'll see again another abundance of talent, and you'll see the growth in women's cricket in the Caribbean. So those two items come to mind, Ivor, and I thought that I would just bring it to the attention of our listeners that I too am very proud of what is taking place more recently in under the auspices of Cricket West Indies regarding the youth, the women, and of course our current men's all-former team seems to be turning the corner right now. So things to look forward to. And don't forget, the soccer, the football as we call it, that is in full blast. So remember to get your popcorns out and be ready to watch your favorite local teams do battle in the CONCACAF Nations League. That's my take and my quick update for you, Leah. Ivor, and we have been Lucia Kings, currently 119 for 5 after 16.1 overs. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. Thank you for that update. Well, folks, we just have another 38 minutes or so to go. We're going to make it good. We're going to make it sing. You know, I am away from my wife. And it's time to do some missing too, ain't it? Oh, man. Well, I'm in beautiful Nevis. And she'll be here shortly. So, can't wait. Okay, Liam still having some fun back there. So this one is for us, dedicated. Our wedding anniversary.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one right beside you.
That was crisp and beautiful.
Oh, hey, here we go. Well, another 35 minutes, and folks, I'm going to be running out of here. Sister Vita is going to be picking me up. I'm going to attend Michelle's funeral for those over in the South Florida. Okay, with
yeah,
so we are going out. Okay, I have to meet somebody in the back there with some noise. Who is bringing that noise there? Let's see. And babe, you have to go ahead and wish Leanne happy birthday, because we were in that segment and all of his family, not all of them, but a whole lot of relatives and family. People even came in from Antigua and Barbuda to celebrate Leon's 82nd birthday. That's the way to go. You know how I feel about celebrations. So they're all there in one place now so they can hear you. This morning you were early when you said happy birthday to him. So let's get it recorded now that they can hear you. Okay, you're not hearing me, so let's see. This one is
can
brilliant.
I be the first one to wish him again?
Oh. Yes, that's what I was telling you. Go ahead. Because they were not all there at the time when you said it, so go ahead and say it now.
Okay, happy birthday to a special godly man that I look up to. Happy, happy birthday. And may the Lord continue and give you health and strength and continue to help you to grow in his knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Thank you for your caring heart, how you care and love others. And just continue to trust God, and I pray God's blessing and strength upon you. Happy birthday, Leon, my friend.
Okay. And you got dropped this morning when I was when we were in the prayer. I want to say, I put you on the spot, though, but and a little prayer for our friend and brother and co-host, Mr. Cardinal Mills, is really under the weather at this time. So prayer works, and I know when prayer goes up, blessings come down. So.
Yeah, let's pray. Let's say a prayer for Father now, a special
yeah.
prayer. Father, to you be all the glory, the honor. To you, we lift up our hands, we exalt you this morning. Father, we know that you are the creator of these bodies. You have made us. And Father, I lift Cardinal up to you even at this time. Lord, I know that you're the great physician. And I plead the blood of Jesus, dear God, upon him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Dear God, Lord, you said by your stripes that Cardinal is healed in the name of Jesus. You said whatsoever things that we desire, when we pray, we must believe that we have received them and we shall have them. So we're believing right now for Cardinal's healing, oh God. Even through this, dear Father, that he can get to see you and get to know you, whom is life everlasting. We love you, we praise you, and thank you for answering the prayer right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see if Leon is back on because he was saying.
Okay. Yes, God, Iva, if you would give me an opportunity
yes.
to just offer
yes,
my
hear,
best
Leon.
Wishes and prayers. So, are you hearing me?
Yes, we're hearing you, Leon. Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Yes, I just want to take this opportunity to wish Cardinal well and ask God's blessing on him. And hope that he will touch his body from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. Pray that he will bring our brother back to his normal self. He has done much, and he has more to do for you, Lord. We thank him for what he has done so far, and we pray, Father, that recovery will be short. And he will be back to his normal self to serve the people that you have put on this world to do your work. So bless him. Hope that he's comfortable where he is and hope that next week he'll be back on his feet again. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I spoke with him
Amen.
Last
Amen.
Night and just his voice alone, I'm telling you, he was really, really, really under the weather. And I know Colonel, he's an old soldier, and he when things are down, he's going to put his best foot forward and everything's all right. But He just couldn't manage to try to fool me last night, and I was like, oh my word, never. We know he had it last week, but now it's, I have to say, coming to the end of it, it's getting worse, and it's sounding, and
yes.
you know, we're still laid up in bed and stuff. It's sounding horrible. When I said horrible, I said I have to make it work today, somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. I know he takes pleasure in coming on the show, takes pleasure in talking. When you don't see Cardinal on this Saturday morning entertainment show, rest assured, folks, that he is down and out, down and out. But then we're still going to make it positive. Grab a dance with this
yeah.
one here, Leon, while you're there with your folks. Grab a dance.
They were out in the ocean. They're out in the ocean swimming, man. It's a Caribbean type of atmosphere that I am experiencing here. The sun is just like if you were in Nevis, and the water is as if they were in Barbuda. I'm telling you,
take it all in.
Wonderful.
Shake it up. Take it all in.
I'm dressed in a Hawaiian shirt, like I'm in Hawaii.
But
it's one of the most happiest days in my life. I don't know how much more I have, but this is as one of the best.
Well, I'm going to do this for you, Leon, that you're going to always go back into the archive, and I'm taking the liberty to represent, because I've had the distinct pleasure and honor of being welcomed into your home with Mrs. Eunice Francis. And from the time you told me that...
And without Mrs. Francis, too. And without Mrs. Francis, don't forget that.
And who?
That came when she was alive, and you came when she was past, but her presence was there. And you felt it.
Yes, exactly.
I'm saying you
mentioned that her favorite song was Lady in Red. So
yes.
She was here.
Mm-hmm.
I would have saying, Mrs. Eunice Francis, you get up, hold your husband now, and you're going to dance this one. So let me give you a little bit of this, and remember her, close your eyes, and hold her.
Yeah, I'm closing my eyes right here.
Never seen you looking so lovely as you do tonight. Never seen you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you want to dance. Looking for a little romance, give them half the chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eyes. I have been blind. Lady in red is dancing with me. Cheeky, there's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I wanna be. I already know this beauty by my side. Just as you did tonight. Never seen you shine so bright. You're amazing. Never seen so many people wanting to be by your side. And when you turned to me and smiled, you took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling, such a feeling of complete and utter love as I did tonight. Lady in red is dancing with me. Cheek to cheek, there's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I wanna be. I already know this beauty by my side.
Thank you so much for that. And I will permit me to just offer congratulations to my great niece. She's here with me, Brianna Mayers. She has just graduated from LSU for the master's, and immediately she has been picked up by the federal government. And I'm lucky to see her, because she's supposed to be going off to her assignment in Virginia.
That's a blessing, man.
Congratulations to her. Yes, Brianna Mears. She, last time I saw her, she sang at my son's funeral. And I was so happy to see her. And I couldn't resist the urge to come and see us and to come and visit us.
Congratulations to her.
Yes, indeed. Okay. She's here with us, and I'm so happy. She has grown up to be a fine young lady. I took a picture with her in her trunk, in her bathing suit. She looked like a cannibal queen. I'm happy to see them all. All of them are always welcome. They're so loving. Everyone from Florida has come out to participate, except my grandson, who is on his way. He's still coming from a distance, so I hope that the traffic doesn't hold him up before the show ends. But thank you for all you do.
Yeah, once again,
I couldn't have asked for better.
Bring him on in. When you come in.
Yes. I'm waiting for him.
But have a thing or two for us from St. Kitts Nevis. So, Lynette, she's on with us, but she said that she was doing some work there with the gardener in the backyard, the front yard, what have you. But, Lynette, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yes. Passed through St. Kitts, of course, and I cannot report anything much except that I went to the radio station and surprised Ren and Ali Leon, you should have seen them. They didn't know my coming. I got in the station one morning, and they screamed. Couldn't believe. Yep, that was Thursday morning. I did that. So, Linus, I haven't heard much. Think his name is now today. It's going to be funeral time. So if anything to report, you can still go ahead and do it. Not because I'm here.
I'm only back a couple of days myself. And it's the same. There's economy a bit slow, like everywhere else, and we just have to hope for the best. But outside of that, everything is quiet. It's extremely hot since I've gotten back here. Too hot. It's so hot outside. That's the only thing going on, the heat.
I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna have one on Mercury's, because you're gonna get to meet my wife before Mercury's, because she's coming down in a couple of weeks. The Mercury's, then you're gonna say, are good. You're gonna meet before. Oh no, Cardinal Meta. Sorry. I was gonna say. And Kathleen.
Thank you.
Mercury's.
I mean, our
hometown, and you're not here, so you snooze.
I didn't realize Mercury's is on. Mercury's, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm hanging in.
Mother Bob's doing all right.
What I'm eating is mushrooms on this morning. She reported about Mama Bob's.
I'm here trying. I missed part of it because I had to go out, really, but the first part. I missed the first part. I had to run out to,
you must not miss the quiz.
They're a friend.
I thought you were one of them who come in for the inspirational portion. Because a few weeks ago, I heard you say,
yes,
oh,
I did,
man,
but I missed maybe like 20 minutes of the show because I had to go and rescue my friend.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you miss much is telling you good morning. Okay. Well, folks,
morning, Morning. Marjorie's are dying with the heat out here. I've been
morning.
Outside most all morning with my husband and garden.
And
Jesus, it's hot out there.
So am I. The heat
I had
is
to run
on.
Back inside. It's hot.
Marjorie's, I didn't hear you.
Well, I guess
it's called
the hurricane is passing.
Lynette, sorry.
Huh?
The hurricane is passing us, so I guess that's why it's so hot out there.
Oh, wait, hold on a minute, because I haven't checked the weather. I know it was coming here. Say that.
It's going to pass us north, but we should have rough seas and some rain, depending on how far it passed and how wide the outer bands are. But I'm hoping that it passed and give us some rain because, geez, it's
oh, man, I should have gone up there and tried to get mother, because Leon asked me, and Leon, mother asked me of you. Yeah, I forget to tell Leon that mother be, because mother be met Leon too, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're getting close to the end of the show here. And I'm going to rush on out with a few pieces of garments that I have here. I'll find something. So, Kavita is going to pick me up and we're going to go to a funeral. So, let me see. I have to play another song here. Leon is celebrating his birthday. So, we're keeping it there. Next week is going to be all of Daddy Franklin A. Brown, MBE, because it's going to actually be his birthday.
you're devoted to your wife. I know you're not wrong.
Darling, you can count on me till the sun rises to see. Until then, I'll always be devoted to you. I'll be yours through endless time. I'll adore your charm so blind. Guess by now you know that I'm devoted to you. I'll never hurt you, I'll never lie, I'll never be untrue, I'll never give you.
Morning to one and all, but I'll repeat again. Good morning,
Barbara. No, that's not good enough. Where is Miss Flynn? I'm going to look at her now.
Kathleen, and what's his name? This sports guy, David. And am I missing anybody? Donna.
I like when you have call names and miss names. Don't tell me everyone. Donna. Morning, everyone.
Dangerous.
That's it.
I'm hoping everybody who celebrated something or the other, enjoying it to the fullest. Make new memories on top of what y'all have. So,
okay.
Enjoy this. Mr. C, I'm praying and hoping that you get better soon and take a lot of rest. Get some sleep, lots of fluid, lots of vitamin C. Friend A?
Okay. All right. Well, we're coming on out. We're getting on out of here, folks. So, Lynette, just say your goodbyes. Leanne, we're going to come to you.
Oh, one moment. I forgot that. Well, I hope you're having a good day, and my sympathies to you and your family. Okay?
Yes. I didn't hear what you said. As I said, my Clyde, my brother, had married a condition, Gishad.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear what you said after that.
We heard what you said that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, we're closing on our trail, so we'll pick this up again next week again. Even though we're going to be celebrating that it'll be his birthday, we're going to have a ball here starting from 9 o'clock in the morning, go all the way up till about 8 o'clock in the night.
Oh.
So, give us we're closing out now, so.
Closing out now, I see.
Okay, Lina, go ahead. Where is Lynette? I did not mute her. She was just on here. Lynette, where are you? Okay. I know she says she doesn't want to get back here and all that stuff. But anyway, Leanne, take some time to say your goodbyes and thank all the folks that came through for you. And while you're doing that, if your other party arrive, just bring them on. No problem.
No. Okay, thank you so much, Iva. I couldn't ask for more. I really and truly appreciate all you did this morning for me and my. They were thrilled to be on the radio as well and happy to express their love and kindness for me on my special day, which was yesterday. They mean so much to me. I had the pleasure to be in Orlando over the weekend with my other daughter. And they took me in and really prepared a Caribbean dish. And we called it punji and fish. And that was just a treat for me. So I'm happy that they were able to come. And just want to say to Phil, I'm glad that you remember my sister, Mita Hawkeye, because I consider you are my brother. And Mita was really dear to me. She was dear to me. She'll make sure that I get my Julie mangoes, even though I have mangoes. She always makes sure that I talk to you whenever you get out of line. So I'm going to miss her, and may her soul rest in eternal peace and rise perpetually in glory. Thank you, Ira. Thank all the wonderful people who took time out to wish me happy birthday belatedly. And I really and truly could not have asked for more today. And I will ever cherish this moment for a very, very long time. As I speak, I hear the waves are bashing against the water, the shoreline, and the temperature is just what the doctor ordered. So thanks again, and hope that each one of you have a wonderful rest of the day. And tomorrow you'll be back with us at 6 o'clock to talk some more sports. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Dennis, we're going to close up, but tell us where we can meet tomorrow and at what time. And if anything is in store, any special anything, let us know at this time.
That's www.blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and tomorrow, Sunday, and we hope to have lots of sports. There's cricket talk, discussion, debate, you know, the CPL, the women's CPL, the under 19, the England, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, England, Asia Cup, and so on. And of course, that famous Trinidad player being ejected after being shown the red card. That is the first in cricket, the player being ejected after being shown the red card in cricket. So those and more. Join us tomorrow, 6 to 9, on the cricket show. Call us at 1-515-605-9850 to join in. 1-515-605-9850 to join in. Thank you. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay, thank you. And babes, you come on in and you can say your bye. I know you were in and out, but you can say a goodbye on the show. You're here until the end today.
Yes.
I just want. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. We're hearing you.
You can hear. Oh, okay.
We're hearing you.
Just want to say. Okay. Just want to say it was a great show today. And again, Leon, I wish you happy birthday, as I mentioned before. Cardinal, I'll continue to have you in my prayers. And we believe in God for healing that is already done. So may God bless each and everyone listening today. And honey, I'll be seeing you soon. And Nevis.
Yes, definitely. Definitely, sure. Okay, Phil.
Final score.
Yes.
Leon.
I think you all are wonderful people, you know. The way you show interest in your neighbors, you give them money, food, and all of these things, I think you're a wonderful group. You know, it's almost too good to be true. The friendship I enjoy from Leon and Ira and Lynette and Dennis, I don't know what to say, but I enjoy talking to you guys on Sunday morning. I fall asleep every Sunday because I don't usually am able to stay awake.
Okay, Phil, we want to thank you, Phil, for coming too, because we're getting out of here in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Final score.
September. Today is special for Leon. Had a birthday yesterday, celebrating all of his day and the rest of the month. But I was your host the final middle. We're gonna wish him all the best, but keep it on to full recovery process. So with that, we are gonna say goodbye.
So long.
www.blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. Next week, join us if you want to speak. 563-999-3693. We are going to be out of here. And with that last word, I will say, may the rest of the day be the very best of your day. Ta-da!